Well, we rely on them. Most of us use one every day, but do we have a clue how much they really cost us each week? The spouse? No. The car. It's the car. While most motorists have some idea of what it costs to fill up each week, when insurance, registration and maintenance are at it, the costs can really skyrocket. And the NRMA, I'm pleased to say, has made it somewhat more simple to find out what the total weekly cost of running a car is. They've launched their 2010 Operating Costs Calculator online. It tells you about the running costs of individual vehicles, also the safety and greenhouse ratings. Brad O'Hara is the NRMA's head of member motoring with us now from Sydney. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, James.
You've found that there are some pretty wide differences in the cost of running a car from cheapest to most expensive and over and above the cost of, fuel efficiency.
That's correct. New buyers should choose carefully. Our research has shown that cars can cost as much as $185 per week in the same class to own and operate. So that's a big jump.
In the same class?
In the same class.
$7,500 a year running costs difference.
That's correct.
Well, which is the cheap, which is the expensive?
Well, the Suzuki Alto came in the cheapest in the light car class at $89 a week, followed by the Hyundai i30 diesel in the small class at $114 a week. Then the Kia Magentus came in at the medium class at $147. The large car class, which is popular on the Australian with the Australian public, came in at $191 a week, and that was a Toyota Orion. The people mover, Kia Rondo, came in at $150 a week. The Suzuki Jimny Sierra, smallest of the SUV compacts, came in at $127 a week. The Holdcap Diva Diesel came in at $175 a week in the SUV medium, and rounding it off in the SUV large class came the Nissan Patrol at $227 a week.
Now, $227 a week, that's the cheap one, not the expensive one.
That's the cheap one. The most expensive is the Toyota Land Cruiser Sahara and the Holden Caprice, coming in at around $360, $361 a week.
God. And you don't get any private school education for that as well. It's just the car alone. How is it possible if the cars are in the same class, which means presumably they have similar fuel efficiency, how can there be such a wide disparity?
One of the biggest consumer of costs in a motor vehicle is depreciation, and that's relative to its purchase price. Second biggest contributing factor is fuel. So these vehicles vary in price, and they also vary in fuel consumption. So that's factored into the equation. The NRMA's online calculator, which surveyed 620 vehicles, takes all this into effect, and you can jump online at mynrma.com.au/running costs and do some scenario analysis.
Is the simple thing really smaller engine, smaller running cost?
That's correct. The smaller the car, the cheaper the running cost, except when you get to the hybrid vehicles. The Toyota Prius, although it didn't fare too good in the running cost results, it is the most efficient car in terms of its greenhouse gas emissions.
And you even factor in things like insurance premiums.
We do. The online calculator this year allows the motorist or consumer to input their own insurance costs, their own purchase price, and their own fuel costs. So that allows the calculator to be very accurate.
And if you've got an old jalopy, this doesn't apply for you, this website?
This applies to new cars only.
It would be much more complex, I expect, extending it to the older cars.
It would be. There's a lot of data that has to be gathered, and it would be very time-consuming. We're somewhat restricted in the information we can get by the car manufacturers, but most manufacturers have been very helpful in providing the information for us.
Just run through a few of those models that are on the most expensive side.
We've got the Toyota Land Cruiser Sahara and the Holden Caprice V8.
In the other classes?
In the other classes.
Medium, light vehicle, because people think they get the light vehicle. Oh, I'll be right, I've got the cheap one. But if they're expensive, you wonder why you're in such a light vehicle.
That's right. I don't have these on hand at the moment, James, but they're on the website.
No, excellent. And that website is mynrma.com.au/running costs. Thank you very much, Brad O'Hara, for updating us with that. And Brad O'Hara is the head of member motoring at the NRMA. And that website again, mynrma.com.au/runningcosts.